This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
And another one of those guests that we have regularly here is Alice Alvey, and her segments get downloaded and listened to a lot. And it's because of things like what she's about to share. Alice Alvey is a master CMV and a vice president of education and training at Union Home Mortgage. Alice, what you got for the legislative update, my friend?
Well, today is more about an agency update, which I weave in when the big things happen, and this could have legislative, not legislative consequences, but maybe rule conflict. So FHA on Thursday issued Mortgagee Letter 1906 about down payment assistance and operating in a government capacity. This was big news, as Rob reported in his earlier segment at the beginning of the show. I just want to help folks with a little more color around what's going on. There is an entity, the Chenoa Fund, that's run by CBC Mortgage Agency, and they work under being a tribal entity, which allows them to offer down payment assistance that would meet FHA's higher level definition as acceptable down payment assistance funds, being a tribe, being a Native American tribe. So what HUD's memo effectively does is say, if you are underneath this umbrella, then the lending, the down payment assistance, would need to go to members of the tribe, or the property itself must be within tribal lands. So the down payment assistance memo that just came out, really with the changes HUD has now made for DPAs, that's one of the key components. And the future aspect of this is that obviously the Chenoa Fund is going to fight back. So they instantly issued a press release also. And in their press release, they talk about naturally the impact to home ownership that, you know, they've been helping minorities get into homes and, you know, that they feel that this is a violation of policy because HUD didn't run this through the proper rulemaking process or consult with the Native American tribe before making this change. From HUD's vantage point, they're going to say, all we did was clarify existing policy and add documentation requirements, which wouldn't necessarily trigger having to go back to any entity to gain approval or necessarily trigger the need for a proposed rule that got published for comment. So definitely differences of opinion on this. But before the show, Mike Brett and Tony mentioned that even MBA is going to be talking about this because you have, you know, we always say at Union Home, you have to look at all eight sides, right, before you react and make change. And HUD clearly did this because of their concern in the past. For those of you who've been around a long time, you know, HUD has a very deep history with down payment assistance programs that had a very severe impact on the Mutual Mortgage Insurance Fund. So when they see delinquencies rise or higher default rates associated with a particular DPA format, they're going to, you know, do everything they can to make sure they button up their policies. So the memo, the FHA mortgagee letter, actually does a good job of highlighting exactly the verbiage that was changed. And for lenders today, the challenge is going to be twofold. You now need to have a legal opinion that goes with an HFA, and that legal opinion that you keep on file is valid for 2 years. So that's step one that's new in documentation, effective immediately with case numbers ordered April 18th. The second component is for any of you who were already using the Chenoa Fund, just as an example, and some state housing agencies who also got kind of caught in this net of just a sequence of events. HUD has also issued that the funds need to transfer and the mortgage liability needs to transfer before closing. And some state agencies also had a funding process that ran through a lender reimbursement process. So there's a couple of areas just from a funding process that need to get looked at beyond just the Chenoa Fund. I also, several states need to take a look at their programs as a result of this clarification. And so from a documentation standpoint, it just got very tight. It's effective immediately, and everybody's risk management and underwriting groups are taking a look at it right now to make sure they get their files documented properly in accordance with the new guide. So, Dave, that's the big news. You know, down payment assistance are widely used, and so this is a big deal.
And we're getting some text messages in on that. So a couple of questions. Again, what is the mortgagee letter again? What's the number?
It was just issued. It is
19-6. 19-6. Okay.
19-06.
And down payment assistance. And If you could get a link to that, we'll get that up on our website, folks, so you can get that. You can reference that. One of the other questions, this is bringing a lot of feedback. A lot of people are using this, evidently. What about loans that are locked? Is there anything that you've read? I mean, Chenoa, we know Chenoa. I mean, they've been a client of ours, so we know them well, and I can get some of this information out to you, listeners. But at this point, any insights from what you read on locks that are existing on the loans in the pipeline?
Yeah, so remember, anything related to FHA is going to be tied to the case number, not to any lock commitment that you may have with the borrower or with any investor or any reservation of funds you may have. It is solely based on the case number order date. So if was done prior to April 18th, then whatever reservation funds you may have, you're good. For example, the borrower was still shopping for a home, hadn't selected a property yet, you didn't order a case number, even that pre-approval and you're locked with the borrower, or you may have funds reserved with a particular entity, then that's not going to work because it's all going to be based on case number. Yep.
Interesting. Understand what HUD's doing, but we'll be looking forward to the leadership of the MBA on this and getting some more perspective. But thank you so much for bringing this to our attention, Alice. Good job. That's why we get so many listeners. We break news like this. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. You bet. Let's see here. Anything else? A lot of text messages coming in, folks. We'll read those over while we're talking during one of the breaks, and I'll see if we can have to bounce back to Alice with any of those.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
What's your story? We live in the information age. Anything you wish to know is just a Google search away. Information, however, is not knowledge and does not lead to understanding. Stories are what lead us to understanding and make sense of a chaotic world. To many of our customers and partners, the mortgage process is chaos. Agents, FSBOs, titles, closing, credit scores, debt-to-income ratios, appraisals, and inspections. Ever have a confused customer barrage you with questions? Answer a question only to have another and another thrown your way? Your customer is looking at the pieces, not the whole picture. This is your opportunity to tell a story. Storytelling increases information retention and understanding up to 70%, as opposed to a 5 to 10% retention from facts and information not woven together into the form of a story. In the coming messages, I'll be giving you the essential elements you need in order to craft the best stories for your customers and for you. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.
Of course, our newest sponsor is back. It's actually like bringing him back. You know, they go away like kids every once in a while, but they come back because this is a great place to advertise. We're thrilled to have Finastra back as an advertiser. Finastra's Fusion Mortgage Bot solution automatically addresses compliance issues while delivering enhanced borrower satisfaction and increased productivity. Greater market share. That's something we all could use a little bit more of. Most lenders are needing more market share. So check out Finastra, F-I-N-A-S-T-R-A, and Fusion Mortgage Bot product.